From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 10th. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Crit Debriefing, TSMC reports 45% rise in monthly sales amid high demand. TSMC monthly sales jumped 45%, and that's a big deal. It shows just how much demand is growing for AI technologies. This is having a ripple effect on the global tech supply chain, and companies are starting to think about where they want to set up shop. It's not hard to see why AI is everywhere right now, and it needs a lot of processing power to run. TSMC is one of the companies that makes those processors, so when AI demand goes up, their sales do too. This could be a sign that the trend is here to stay, at least for a while. The real question is what this means for the rest of the tech industry. If TSMC is seeing this kind of growth, it's likely that other companies are going to start to feel the effects too. We might see more investments in AI research and development, or more companies trying to get into the market. One thing to keep in mind is that this growth isn't just about AI, it's also about the chips that power it. TSMC is a leader in that space, and their success is a good indicator of where the industry is headed. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from ABC Australia News. Premier defends candidate after comments on Labour's culture of silence. Tree made the comments 5 years ago, criticizing her party's response to an incident involving a Liberal staffer who was later found to have raped a colleague. The comments were made in the context of a national reckoning over women's safety in the workplace. Tree's comments were about the tendency of Labour members to err on the side of caution when attacking opponents, fearing it might draw attention to their own skeletons in the closet. She compared it to the Catholic Church's approach to dealing with scandals. Cook has responded by saying Tree doesn't take bull crap and stands up for her community. He's also stated that he's sure Tree no longer holds the same views about the ALP. In a statement, Tree said she stands by her comments, but acknowledged that the party has changed since then. She noted that the federal and WA Labour caucuses now have more than 50% women, and that this shift is one reason she's running for office. Tree emphasized her commitment to fighting for what's right, particularly when it comes to women. The Secret Harbour by-election is shaping up to be a closely watched contest, with One Nation's popularity in the state and the ability of Labour and Liberal to fight back being major factors. The seat has traditionally been considered safe for Labour, but the by-election was triggered by the retirement of high-profile Minister Paul Papalia. Up next, third, from Digiday, Media Buying Briefing, How Instrument One Crocs Business in a Day. No one can dispute that technology has muscled its way into the world of marketing in such a strong way. It's now a must-have skill for many agencies serving their clients. Among the leading agencies winning from this skill is Instrument, one of the agencies in Stagwell's Code and Theory Network. Instrument's CEO, Laurel Burton, explained that the agency applies technology-driven creative solutions immediately with a new client or even in the pitch process to get them to think beyond the parameters of what they're comfortable with. And then, fourth, from Jalopnik, the Mazda Navajo wasn't made by Mazda. It was a Ford Explorer built in Kentucky. Today, if you stand near a road and watch the traffic roll past, you'll spot numerous crossover SUVs sporting Mazda's stylized M badge. The Japanese automaker has gotten so good at making crossovers that it now builds a succession of highly respected models that continue to earn it the loyalty of families and individuals worldwide. However, rewind a couple of decades to 1991, and Mazda had to lean on badge engineering to get its foot in the SUV market. Next, fifth, from Autocar, how BMW plans to cut costs without shutting plants. Job cuts, more direct selling to customers, cheaper parts, and fewer model variants are the key elements to BMW's cost-cutting program, the firm's new CEO has said. The pressure to cut costs at the premium brand increased sharply after profit margins dipped to 3.6% in the first half of the year as a result of collapsing sales in China. The figures in the first and second quarter are not satisfactory, CEO Milan Nedeljkovic told analysts and media on the company's earnings call in late July. Up next, 6, from U.Today, veteran trader Brandt leans bearish on Bitcoin's next move. Disclaimer. The opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of U.Today. The financial and market information provided on U.Today is intended for informational purposes only. U.Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, 7th, from Be In Crypto, Asia stocks climb and rate bets ease. Now comes Wednesday's CPI test. Asian stocks edged higher Monday and the probability of a September US rate hike dropped sharply, giving global markets room to extend last week's record run. The COM has one clear expiry date, Wednesday's inflation report. Japan's Nikkei and South Korea's KOSPI added marginally as the new week began. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index outside Japan also edged up, all tracking Wall Street's Friday close, where the S&P 500 notched a fresh record high. The shift in rate expectations drove most of last week's action. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.